thing many Americans didn't expect after a hurricane made landfall in the U.S. South was that a few days later it would cause states of emergency in the U.S. Northeast. Those have been declared in Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. They'll speed up help to areas that have been dealing with record amounts of rain and flooding, and that was brought to the region by what remained of Hurricane Ida. The storm carried moisture from the Gulf of Mexico over the eastern United States and up north to places like New York City, which for the first time was the scene of a flood emergency as declared by the National Weather Service. Forecasters had warned that flash flooding, when waters rise rapidly, was possible in this area. What surprised even some meteorologists was how quickly and how severely the flooding would hit. More than 7 inches of rain fell on Central Park Wednesday, most of that in a matter of hours. It wasn't the most rain that part of New York had ever seen, but it was in Newark, New Jersey, where almost 8.5 inches fell. That's the highest amount on record since officials started keeping track in 1889. Some homes in Connecticut were 3/4 underwater on Thursday. Emergency workers in Pennsylvania estimate there have been thousands of water rescues as torrential rain caused extreme flooding there. And state officials across Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania say at least 26 deaths have been blamed on the storm and the flooding it caused. That's in addition to at least 5 deaths reported in Louisiana and Mississippi after Ida made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 4 hurricane on Sunday.